You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I know you are probably expecting a Speak Up program today, but we have some ginormous news, and that is this slot has changed to some super summer programming for the whole summer because I'm Stella, and
I'm Hallelujah.
We are both new summer hires for CJSF, and we'll be doing a lot of programming and outreach events. And yeah, so I've been a volunteer at the station for over 2 years. I have another show called Slumber Party, which is on Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m., and I'm going to be the multimedia/radio producer for the summer.
And yeah, I'm Hallelujah Hailu, a local musician and also CJSF volunteer. Starting in about 2020, I ran a show for about 2 years with a group of Industry Connect program students out of Burnaby North. That was called Vibe Check. That was focused mostly on local music scene activities. And this summer, I will be working as a community outreach person. You'll probably see both of us at lots of events this summer throughout the Lower Mainland.
Yes, most definitely. We're very excited for the coming months and what's in store. I think before we get into, you know, more of an explanation of what we'll be doing on this show or on this slot, I think we'll play a couple songs first just to, you know, get into some music because we've chosen a few songs today.
Hell yeah.
Don't introduce.
Yeah, of course.
His first song.
All right. This first tune that we're going to do is a song by the band Postmodern Connection, Vancouver-based band. They have a new single coming out July 24th with another really great local act named Dase. But this one is from their latest record, Welcome Change. It is titled If You Care.
Enjoy.
Where's the line? I can't say that I'll be there if you need. Skin grows tight, clenching for words with
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Super Summer Programming. My name's Stella.
My name is Hallelujah, and I'll just give you a quick recap of those last three tunes we played. We played Postmodern Connections, If You Care, from their record A Welcome Change. They have a new tune coming out July 24th with the band Dase, who they're playing at Phillips Brew Fest this weekend out in Victoria. We had Chris Kito's Catalog, which is a single, and there's an upcoming record coming up soon from them, as well as a show at Green Auto on July 17th. And, of course, Vancouver punk rock legends, the Pointed Sticks. Your fun fact, if you're not familiar, is that they were the first Canadian band signed to the British-labeled Stiff Records.
Whoa.
Perfect. Lots of fun facts today.
Nice. Just loaded with them. So, yeah, I guess we'll just go into what this show's about. And for those of you who have missed it, this is normally a speak-up slot from 10 to 11 every Friday. But for the summer, we're both summer assistants or workers here, and we're going to be taking over this slot and turning it into Super Summer Programming. And we'll have two main focuses on this show. We can definitely, you know, add some other things here and there, but for the most part, we'll be focusing on Pride and environmental issues. So, yeah, and Pride, obviously, Pride started in June, and it's, I feel like it's good to focus on it because Vancouver Pride itself definitely did start as more of a grassroots movement, and increasingly over the years it has become more and more commercialized and commodified. And if you just even look at the Vancouver Pride sponsors this year, although they are waning because of, I think a big part of it is the political aspects of everyone going more towards the right and corporations no longer feeling the need to perform this act of very shallow solidarity. But yeah, so like Hootsuite is one of the sponsors. I think Hallelujah noticed that the other day, and you know, they're pretty like problematic organization who has ties with ICE, and you know, it's not really a good look for Vancouver Pride itself. So I feel like having Pride programming at CJSF at the station can be really useful in just bringing it back to the actual community and, you know, like highlighting local grassroots organizations from the community, as well as, you know, just individuals who are doing really great work. And yeah, I feel like that's a big part of the reason that we also want to do Pride programming.
Yeah, and adding on to that, we'll be doing a lot of work towards spotlighting smaller local Pride organizations. We'll be tabling at Burnaby Pride this year, as well as having, I believe, Athena from Burnaby Pride coming in and chatting about the event, just discussing how that there are actually a huge amount of municipal Pride events, New West Pride, Burnaby Pride, Surrey Pride, and all of these organizations could use your support as well.
Yeah, and just also going off of that, to expect further, we'll have, you know, more interviews with these kinds of organizations, also hoping to do some music playlists highlighting local Canadian queer artists. And yeah, I just think it is quite interesting how corporate support for Pride has dropped so significantly. I think in an article I read, it was like 50% of sponsorships have been down in Vancouver Pride. And, you know, that kind of just shows how profit is the most important thing over any set of morals or anything else, basically, under capitalism. And, you know, you'll never actually have any type of meaningful solidarity with corporations. And that's just something to keep in mind. And moving on to the environment, which is going to be our other focus. I mean, climate change is like constant throughout the year. It's not really, you know, like, oh, summer programming is specifically only going to highlight climate change now, because we also do have other programming throughout the year that does that. But for me, I kind of did kind of notice that like global warming is a lot more tangible during these months. And it would be nice to have like a little extra programming on that. There's been some recent heat waves in Canada, but also just globally. And, you know, that's just going to keep increasing in intensity and frequency every summer. So just, I guess, stay hydrated at this point. Stay inside when there is a heat wave. Maybe invest in some AC. There's not a lot we can do about that right now.
It also opens up a larger discussion on, like, how with climate change it leads to the displacement of so many more marginalized communities. I mean, years ago when that large heat dome happened in British Columbia, it led to a significant loss of life and harm on people who don't have access to AC or maybe people to check on them. So we'll be discussing that aspect of climate change as well, the displacement of marginalized folks in that way.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, it is quite a privilege to even be able to buy an AC unit and be able to stay cool, because, you know, depending on your location and also what money you have access to, your social standing. That's a really good point. And yeah, there's other things happening in Canada to do with the environment recently that I also want to get into a bit. I'm quite interested that Mark Carney recently approved another pipeline on July 2nd, and it's following the trail of the Trans Mountain pipeline from basically the northeast of Edmonton into Delta BC. And I've already seen, you know, people are worried for the orca population and also just for Indigenous communities in general. That's not going to be great. So I want to look more into that, do some programming about that. I already have some interviews in the works for other grassroots environmental organizations, and those will probably be airing next week. So yeah, those are our topics. We might do some other things. I know Hallelujah has some other content as well.
Of course, yeah. My kind of bread and butter when it comes to broadcast has always been highlighting local music and artists and the way the scene has changed. Of course, the big elephant in the room for everything and everything going on in Vancouver for the last couple of weeks has been the World Cup, and that has pretty greatly affected arts and culture in the city. You know, from the pros, from getting a walkable Granville Street, which in a way does affect the local climate we live in. Less cars on the road in that area, more people being encouraged to use transit. I believe during one of the FIFA games, it was one of the largest, highest recorded usages of the SkyTrain system since the 2010 Olympics. And then there are the cons, which are a lot of local venue shutdowns, as well as less grant funding for plenty of free or accessible music festivals around the Pacific Northwest. We recently lost Rifflandia as a music festival out in Victoria, as well as plenty of other arts and culture events losing their funding because of governmental happenings, although we do have, I believe, the Dragon Boat events or a regatta happening in a couple of weeks. We did not have the Dragon Boat Festival that we had in certain years with musical acts side by side towards the festival. And intrinsically, I think that, you know, the belt gets tightened and it gets hotter outside. These kind of third spaces are some of the first things that we lose. So I'm excited to hopefully chat with some folks on air, discussing their place within the arts and culture scenes and how it affects all of our happiness and joy, because here at CJSF, we love arts and culture.
Oh, yes. Most definitely we do. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty much a bit of a, you know, go over of what we're going to be doing, what to expect. I'm personally quite excited for the kind of things we're going to be undertaking, and, you know, every week we'll probably also, you know, run through what kind of shows are upcoming or events that we'll be at, because we'd love to see you all there. I think for now we're going to go back to to the music for a bit and then come back and talk a little bit more about how the Granville Strip has been, you know, shut down for pedestrians and a bit of a conversation about that. So yeah, the song that we're going to go back to is by Cherry Pick. They're a local artist, a lot of shoegaze. They're pretty cool. And this song is called Aster.